Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam. How are you doing this morning?
Morning, Rafael. Oh, the politics of gestures. That we are rife with it here. What you do and don't do, and how you do it, and what you're seen to be doing. It's a strange sort of thing, isn't it? Really?
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen in the T20 series. Like, it's one of our cricket players has decided he doesn't want to take the knee.
Oh, Quinton de Kock, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Of course, you're a newsman. Sorry. Yeah. And so we're having this debate, and I'm saying, I don't think you can mandate a gesture. No. I don't think that was. I think I don't even care because people are talking about his race and why does he not want to and all of that. I'm not sure that that's material to the discussion. I think what's material is, as a body that represents me as a citizen, I don't understand why you're mandating people's emotions.
Yes, exactly. Yes, just. But there again, there is that thing of, if the national anthem is played, you're expected to stand, aren't you?
Okay, and if you don't, okay.
What happens then?
All right, you're introducing an interesting, as always. All right, I'm going to have to think about that one. In the meantime, tell me about Iran's hacking crisis.
Yeah, they claim that a foreign country was behind a cyber attack. Iran is just about recovering now, but its petrol distribution network was paralyzed. Essentially, fuel in Iran is very different in the sense that they have all these sanctions, which mean, therefore, subsidized fuel, government subsidized and controlled and distributed fuel is absolutely the way that most people can fill up their trucks or cars or whatever. And it was paralyzed by a hack. And Iran's top internet policymaking body says it was a, quote, state actor. President Ebrahim Raisi says the aim was clearly to stoke public anger. And boy, does it do that. There's nothing. I mean, we've just had it here in the UK where we suddenly, for about 3 weeks, couldn't get petrol in some parts of the country. And the kind of anger and frustration it builds really, really quickly just because you can't get to where you want to get to. The hackers also hijacked some digital billboards on highways, allegedly, saying, Supreme Leader Ayatollah al-Khamenei, where is our fuel? And what they're saying is that, you know, they haven't named a country, but let's choose one. Let's say it is Israel, the United States,
right,
Russia, France, Britain. It could be any of those. I mean, frankly, we're always accusing Iran of doing stuff. I suppose, why not them accuse us?
Indeed. Speaking of, there's the likelihood that things could be weaponized, including energy in Russia. What's happening there?
I guess I was looking at this and thinking perhaps energy has always been a weapon. If you think about how countries absolutely have invaded and exploited resources, natural resources, oil was one of the things in the Second World War, wasn't it? The race for the oil fields, and Hitler wanted it, and then the Americans and the Brits and so forth. Anyway, energy as a weapon. Moldova is now locked in an energy battle with Russia. Moldova, which is officially the poorest country in Europe, oh boy, do they need energy. They are landlocked between Ukraine and Romania. The Moldovan government has only ever bought gas from Russia's Gazprom. It comes through Ukraine in a pipeline,
right,
essentially. Their deal ended 8 weeks ago. Gazprom raised the price. Moldova can't afford it. Their gas supplies have been reduced. The Prime Minister, Natalia Gravelita, declared a state of emergency over this. And for the first time, Moldova has bought gas from somewhere other than Russia. They bought it from Poland. So pressures are now being applied by Gazprom, by Russia. And you wonder, I mean, what could the world's biggest energy suppliers do to the rest of us if they're squeezing Moldova like this? Well, actually, frankly, what are they doing to the rest of us already?
Gazprom is very much Russia's muscly story. Interesting, today's our focus on Russian emerging economies. Maybe we'll hear from Professor Filatova what she thinks about that as well. Talk to us about two-tier coronavirus rules. Maybe this is something we could look to.
Well, you wonder if are we all going to do this? But certainly a couple of examples here. So people who are unvaccinated are set to be banned from the famous Christmas markets in Berlin. And this is a big festive event. People really do travel for this from all over Europe. And Berlin does have amongst the best. Well, Germany generally has amongst the best Christmas markets. So those looking to attend will have to show proof that they are fully vaccinated or recovered from COVID. There is another way. A negative test, you could be turned away if you've just had a test. You need to have other things. The two-tier post-COVID society, those who are vaccinated, those who aren't. Austria has announced It is considering a new lockdown. Cases are on the up, blah, blah, blah. Austria has decided that they might have a lockdown for only unvaccinated people. How's that? Next door has to stay in, you can go out, or vice versa.
I mean,
I know.
You made your choice. If you want to not be vaccinated, then stay home. There's one thing I was talking to an epidemiologist the other day about.
One of those.
Yeah, is you have to choose. You either don't get vaccinated and you wear a mask, or you get vaccinated and you think about a future where you might not wear a mask. But you don't get to remove the mask and not be vaccinated. So staying home is a similar concept. I just wanted to let you know we're meeting our brand new UK British High Commissioner to South Africa just after 8. You might like to listen in.
You know, I probably should just for the sake of my career. Absolutely.
Well, you can't say you're not going to, even if you don't. Now that we've talked about, I'm just teasing. All right. Always a pleasure.
Good. I'll ask some hard questions. High commissioners like that.
Yeah, send me a few. All right. Thanks a lot. Chat to you soon or tomorrow.